The BioBlitz might whet your appetite for spending more time in the natural environment this summer. If that's the case, you might think of a trip to one of our national parks, and this year would be the time to do it. Contributor Stacey Tornio joins us in the studio to explain why that is. Stacey Tornio, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thanks, Mitch.
As we get into summer vacations, lots of people are thinking along the lines of national parks. It's a big year for national parks.
It is. It's the 100th anniversary, so you're going to see a lot of celebrations out there, a lot of books coming out, like to really tout that 100th year.
So if you are a kid and you're getting to parks, this year is a particularly good year for you.
It is a good year. So this is near and dear to my heart because I have a fourth grader, and the National Park Service started this new program that all fourth graders in the United States will get a free pass to the national park, good for an entire year. And it's not just good this year, so if you have a fourth grader coming up, you can sign up as well. Just do a search online for Every Kid in a Park, and you'll get to that website, and you can sign up for your free pass.
Of course, their parents still have to pay to get into the park.
No, it's for the entire family.
No, it is for the entire family.
Yeah.
Oh, now that is a...
I know. It's really cool.
I can see why it is near and dear to your heart. You know, and you think, well, big deal. We're here in Milwaukee. There aren't any national parks in Milwaukee. There aren't actually any full-fledged national parks in Wisconsin, but there are parts of the National Park Service that you can get to with a pretty easy day's drive.
Yeah. And so really, so that National Park Pass, I think it's worth mentioning that like any national like monument counts, any like national lakeshore counts. So there's a lot of things that count in that National Park Pass. Here in Wisconsin, we have the Apostle Islands, so really far north.
I said a really easy day's trip, but that's kind of a long drive. But still, it's something you can easily do for a weekend or a long weekend.
It is, and it's like, so the Apostle Islands have been on my list for years because they are such a cool place. And it's actually a designated national lakeshore. A lot of people don't realize that. So if you get the chance to go up to the Apostle Islands, it's going to be a really, really cool experience.
You do not, however, have to go all the way to the Apostle Islands to get to a national lakeshore. There's one that's even closer. It's not in Wisconsin, but it's probably only, what, three and a half hours away?
Yeah, I don't know.
Depending on Chicago traffic.
Right. Depending on Chicago, that's kind of a gamble. The Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, this is another one where there's beautiful sandy beaches. They have this three dunes challenge that you can do, which is a huge, very hard hike through sand up three different dunes. And then whenever you get out to the beach, you can actually see the Chicago skyline right there. So if you get the chance, like that's a really, really good one. And it's pretty close to home, really.
And there is one more that is just past La Crosse. If you make it a little further south and across the Mississippi River into Iowa, Effigy Mounds National Monument is there, which has some history to it as well as some scenic beauty.
Yeah. So again, those national monuments count. So if you're going out west this year or out east, out to Washington, D.C., that national park pass, you know, even if you don't have a fourth grader and you just want to want to buy it this year, it really pays off in just a couple of visits.
Well, and if you're still planning things, I gather there is a book on its way out that might help you along your way.
There is. So I have been working with the National Wildlife Federation recently, and they have the Ranger Rick. Everybody knows the...
Of course, Ranger Rick magazine.
The friendly Ranger Rick name. They have some books coming out under the Ranger Rick name, and one of those that I've been working on is a national park book. So every national park is listed. We have all the lakeshores listed in there as well, and so it's a good kids book about kind of high-level highlights that you can go and check out.
Stacey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stacey Tornio is the author of nearly a dozen books related to nature, gardening, and getting kids outside. She also runs the website destinationnature.com, and she is a Lake Effect contributor. You'll find a link to her Instagram feed at wuwm.com.